This is Seagulls Lacrosse, powered by SFMSports.net.
Welcome back to Mustang Stadium, joined now by the victorious head coach, Salisbury's head coach, Jim Berkman. How are you, Coach?
Good. Thanks, Ryan.
Big win for you. Congratulations.
Yes, this is a big win. Impressive effort by our boys tonight. We gave it 60 minutes, Seagull Lacrosse.
Talk about this game. What'd you see out there?
Well, I thought that, you know, we played really composed tonight. I thought we did a great job of attacking them in right places and taking advantage of what their defense gave us tonight. When they came early, we made them pay with some good ball movement. When they came late, we dodged a score. When they tried to shut off our short stick, and Blondino took him and had two or three goals. So it seemed like our guys were very, very composed to what was presented to them and executed the things that we wanted to do against the scenarios that we knew we were going to be presented with.
Coach, you come into Mustang Stadium, a place in the NCAA tournament. It's been very difficult for you guys to win here with all the wild card, the Bay Bridge, the bus overheating, the lights even going at halftime. What do you tell your guys in those timeouts, and how well do they respond on the offensive end?
Well, you know, I mean, it was a great effort. You know, we felt that we've really improved over the course of the season. When Blondino came back, our offense seemed to, all the pieces of the puzzle seemed to come together. Our second midfield has really evolved over the season, so, you know, we're not just a one-line midfield, and the second line gives us a lot of production. Our defense has been great all year long. I think we're leading the nation in goals against. You know, Connor's leading the nation in save percentage, and, you know, once again tonight, he had a great game, you know, with 10 saves and only allowed 4 goals.
Coach, looking at how your team performed, an all-around great game, Connor Anderson came up with some huge saves, especially early on. Talk about Anderson in this game, one of his better performances all year.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the thing about Kenny's good position goalie, you know, but he's got good size. So you really got to make a good shot, you know, and he's got good hands. He plays his angles well, got a good stick. Having a little bit more of a space eater in there makes it a little more difficult to shoot a little bit sometimes. And, you know, the ones that they shot tonight and scored, man, they really had to put them in a small area.
Up next, your take on Lynchburg as an opponent you knew you were going to play coming in tonight. They're familiar in the postseason throughout the years. You've done pretty well against the Hornets. What would be key in the next matchup for coverage against guys like Austin Stewart that can really shoot the ball from the outside?
Well, you know, defense has been our bread and butter all year. We're a little different team. We played him last time. You know, the freshman didn't play at all in that game, and he's more of a cover guy. They got three guys you got to cover. So I think that, you know, with our three cover guys down low, we match up actually pretty good against their attack. You know, 6-on-6, I think that our defense will be fine. Where they're very explosive is in the 3-on-3s and the 4-on-4 when they kind of just let those guys go to the cage. And, you know, we've got to stop those scenarios. And obviously they've done pretty well at the X this year. And we've got to neutralize that a little bit, you know, and make that hopefully a 50-50 game. But the emergence of Andrew Turnahan on the wing with the wing play, the improvement of Cam Maples and Davis Anderson on the wing, we've been pretty good on the face-off, you know, since early in the season.
One last question for you before we let you go. We saw James Burton take a pretty big hit towards the end of that game. How is he doing?
He's fine. He just got the wind knocked out of him. He could have came back in the game. You know, he'll be ready to go.
Good to hear, and congratulations again on the win. We'll see you in the next round.
All right, thank you, guys.
And next up for the Seagulls will be a matchup against Lynchburg this coming Wednesday. Be sure to tune in for that one.